That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey, is for the way you hook tonight.
And it's also the food that horses eat. Chomp, chomp.
Chomp, they're chowing down on hay across the nation. Horses everywhere are chowing down on hay as their breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and of course, in between meal snacks.
And it's so important to have small meals throughout the day.
Yeah, so horses do that, but of course, it's different than humans because rather than food, they only eat hay.
Which, and by the way, that's all to say, hey, this is Catherine.
And Patrick, and this is Seek Treatment.
A podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. We're live in the Head Game Studio.
We're literally live in the HeadGum Studios.
One of the most important waitresses of our time.
Yes, truly.
Literally, it's
so. Say that.
Say that. So.
Say it again. Read it again. That's a new like trope. And they'll be like, it's very like, if it's meant for you, it will not miss you. Read it again.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
They'll do that on Threads.
That's a new. Oh, is that gay Threads or regular style?
Regular.
Hetero.
They would actually never do that on. Okay, I have to tell our guest what happened yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, let's bring in our guest.
Yeah.
Put your ears open for Alana Wolpert.
Hi.
Hello.
So yesterday, so there's a thing called gay threads that I don't understand what it is, but I know that you say gay threads in your thread, and then every gay person.
Do you have to hashtag, or is that done?
I don't get it. Like, you don't see a hashtag.
You're acting like you got it, and I didn't.
Well, it's a huge part of my life, but I don't get it.
Okay.
So is it just you go on threads, and all of the threads are like. Are gay threads.
Yeah, it's almost like how in Gossip Girl when she sends out a blast and it goes to the whole school.
It goes to the right people.
It's like, if you do gay threads, it goes out to every gay across the nation.
Okay.
So it's good when you want gays to see something. So a lot of times it's actually image-based and it's kind of thirst pictures. And I had a picture yesterday that was like hot, but not the hottest. Like I took the hottest picture of my life the day before gay threads started. And so I posted to regular threads.
What a missed opportunity. And but you can post it.
Well, then I had a second picture that was like good, not great. And then our guest.
I thought it was great too.
Well, our guest said it was kind of weird hot.
Huh.
Remember she said it was too intense.
That. Yeah.
So then it wasn't. And sometimes when you post on gay threads, because every gay person in the world will see it, if it truly is hot as you claim, it will get a lot of likes. And it was doing fine, but not. You know when you post
Put me on gay threads and see what happens.
I know. How
so
are
what's
you?
The story?
Okay, so yeah. Well,
now first of all,
first of all,
how are you? You must be riding high. For everyone listening, your movie came out yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
And we saw a preview of it yesterday.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yes, you 1,000% did.
And in the movie theater,
and you leaned over and you said, "That's our guest movie tomorrow."
Yes, oh my god,
we saw a literal preview, like a commercial.
Now, isn't this interesting? You know, I'm looking for love.
Okay, wait, we're asking how she is.
Yes, we're asking how you are, but it's only because it's connected with the movie theater experience. It's so short.
Yeah,
you know, I'm looking for love.
Yes.
And I keep saying to myself, life can surprise you with love.
Yeah.
And then I will say we went to the movie yesterday.
Oh my god, and life was love surprised you.
My gym friend, perhaps gym crush, is sitting one seat forward, two seats to the right of me.
Oh
and
my
Pat
god.
Pat implored me to throw popcorn at him.
I can't tell if he's my crush
like,
or
flirtily?
Not.
Did you flirtily throw like, popcorn?
I wanted to, but didn't. But like we always were working out next to each other nonstop.
Okay.
You handled it. You were so cool about it. You're like, oh hey, so good to see you here.
I'm so confident with him.
Oh, I love
That's so fun. But it's fun when you like know that you're like your best self around a person. Yeah. It's the best feeling.
I love when I know someone's in love with me and I like, but like the craver from a few years ago.
Yes.
A few years ago, I was being craved and I could feel it. And I could feel it so deeply a few years ago when I was being craved. And I was like, the craver, it's so fun to talk to the craver because even though I don't want anything to happen, it's like nice to be craved.
Yeah. I wonder if that's what someone else was going through.
Yeah, totally. I think. Probably. In a little bit. I think it's part of it.
Yeah, anyways.
Now, Alana, how are you feeling? You must be riding high on life.
I am riding high on life. I am very tired, but doing great. And I'm just excited for people to see the movie and for it to come out in theaters. And, like, all I do is go to the movies. So I'm just like, everyone better get their asses in seats.
We're going to show up. Everyone's going to show up for you.
Every single creator whose movie you saw better be buying a fucking ticket, better be an AMC Stubbs A-lister.
I want Greta Gerwig there, front row.
She owes you that.
Yeah. The movie is called Anyone But You.
Yes.
In theaters December 22nd. Yeesh. So
great. Kind of a major release date.
Yeah. Right before Christmas.
It's major. And also, I was telling you before we recorded that even before I knew you were coming on, I've been seeing this movie everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. Uh-huh. That must feel so good.
Well, it has a star-studded cast.
It has a star-studded cast.
Yeah. It's cool. It's weird when I'm like on TikTok on my free page and like another ad comes up. And like at first it was really exciting. I was like screen recording all of them. And now I'm just like, I just need to watch this like one super Christian girl get ready for school. And like, I don't need to see any more ads for my movie.
Totally.
Let me ask you this. Like, if you feel safe sharing, can you share with us the journey of the movie? Because like we and so many of our listeners are like, how the hell did someone make it in Hollywood, girl.
Just to dog ear it.
Oh, sorry. You're looking for love?
No.
Oh, the woman, the story about the Scottish woman who's bookish?
So before we were on, our guest told us a story, and it reminded me of the idea of a story.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I just think it'll be interesting.
Yeah, let's dive in.
I was at the Americana with a group of girls. I was with the stand-up comedian Maddie Connors, who I love.
Oh, she's great.
She's so special. And I was new in town, and she was like, get lunch at the Americana with my friends. This is literally a framing device for the story.
Yeah.
So I do, and one of her friends, who I didn't really know and I haven't seen since, told this story that her, like, sister or someone lived in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And there was, or her friend did, and her friend had a sister. There was a woman, the main character of the story is a bookish woman who is like late in life and just has never found love and like never does well with guys. And so like.
Is she gay?
She's, I think, the kind of bookish woman who's actually so straight.
Oh. Yeah. And so vanilla.
So she's in this office as like, it's literally Eileen vibes. Like she's like an office helper.
Have you seen Eileen?
I haven't yet.
So good.
I can't wait to see it.
So she, all of a sudden, I think working in her office is this like psycho hot guy, like one of the hottest guys you've ever seen. And he's like obsessed with her all of a sudden. And it's like out of a movie.
This is giving Laura Linney Love Actually's plot.
I actually have a relationship with Love Actually where I don't know any of the.
Really? You'd love it so
none
much.
Of the stories?
I've seen it, but I don't know the stories.
Well, Laura Linney's a bookish woman who like attracts this really hot guy.
Right. So it's like that. It's like that, yo. It's like that, yo.
It is like that.
It is like that.
What's our quote?
I'll read
we didn't even share that on the show.
I know.
It was different.
They go on this date. They're flirting, whatever. It's like he's so hot. He's so charming. And they're riding bikes home for some reason.
I'm scared.
And he's like, let's stop in this field. So they stop in the field to like walk around romantic. And he's like, I've never told someone this, but me and my brother once hit someone with a car.
Oh!
And they died and we buried them in this field.
No!
She's freaking out. She doesn't know what to do. So she like drops a scrunchie or something from her bag on the place where he says. And she's like, now I can tell the police where my scrunchie is. But because she's feeling obviously in danger, she texts her friends like, oh my God, I'm on this date. It was going well, but this is what just happened. Like he killed. So then her friend, before she gets home from the date, goes to the police and tells them what's going on. And it's like, this guy killed someone. You have to go find the scrunchie.
This is starting to sound like an urban legend.
This woman now is being on trial as accessory because she didn't go to the police. Her friend did first, and she knew about it. But she hadn't.
That doesn't sound
That's
true.
How Scotland works.
That doesn't sound true.
So this poor bookish woman like thought she found love, and now she's like gonna be behind bars.
I do think that's an urban legend.
I
love it.
I'm gonna ask Maddie to ask her friend like what how who this bookish woman was, and like because I will say, of course, it sounds like an urban legend, but I remember hearing it being like. Crossing that off my list of suspicions because I was like, no, because of the connection here, it's not urban.
It's kind of giving Kendall. It's kind of giving Kendall Roy like later in life where he's I never told anyone this.
I know.
God, that was so. That's such a good TV show.
That was when it was always good, but that was when it was AIB.
Yeah, at its best.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Okay, now circle we... back. What's going on? How did it all begin?
Okay.
Well, first of all, you know how we said that before the movie, I think even on this podcast, we like to ask one question, which is, who were you?
Who are you? And who do you want to be?
So start at the very beginning.
Who was I?
I've
obviously been thinking about this because I love the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, no.
For once.
You have people on who've never listened before?
Oh, 1,000 times.
You'd be shocked. People who don't know anything about us or who we are.
As a filmmaker.
Which we love.
And as a filmmaker who loves us, do you find us castabo? You might ask Casimo, love.
You think it should have been me? It should, instead of Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell, it should have been me and you.
I would have loved to see a straight rom com with you guys.
That's what we should do. We should fucking make love on camera.
We should make love on camera.
Oh my God, with those little like nude thongs between us and the sex scene. Like,
intimacy coordinator.
Oh my God. Have I talked about the intimacy coordinator that I worked with?
I think it's so
who then was hitting on my castmate?
That's so not.
You have to respect it.
You kind of do that.
No.
Love finds you.
The treatment.
In a crazy
first
way.
First one in years.
Wait, yeah. Did you have an idea of where I should find love? I forget.
I was kind of thinking about it. I was gonna think about where you could find love. Here's the thing: is that I found love at work, which is, ethically complicated, but
you're married
was
to
great.
You're married to Sydney. You're married to Sydney.
I'm married to Sydney.
Okay, so I do want to hear about your love story too.
Okay. Well, where should I start?
Yeah, who were you?
Okay, so I was someone who wanted my life to be a rom-com, but like I thought my life was gonna be like a straight rom-com. Like I thought I was gonna like find really hetero love with some guy.
Are you bi?
Yeah.
Cool.
I would say queer, bi,
pan?
Whatever.
You wouldn't go as far as to say pan.
Is pan done?
Pan, I don't know. Sometimes it feels like pan has like crossed into a almost. And then this means no disrespect to pan people. Mm-hmm. This is like what I've noticed about the cultural
conversation
is it almost seems like pan has crossed a threshold into like punchline dumb.
Mm. I know. That's what I was asking about.
Yeah.
But no disrespect if you're pan.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
that's
on any given day.
Yeah, that's culture.
Yeah. On any given day, like I'll be like, oh my God, I'm like such a lesbian. And then one day I'll be like, I'm just like really queer or feel really bad. You know, it's like kind of whatever.
But I'm always gay no matter what.
You have to decide by the end of the podcast. And you have to decide in 40 minutes.
Hey. Okay. I'll think about it. But I definitely was someone who thought my life was going to be a rom-com. Okay. And so when I started writing this movie, I was straight.
No.
Awkwardly, famously,
Well, it sounds like you have the plot to your next rom-com.
Yeah. Bitch. Exactly.
How long did it take you to... When did you start writing it?
I started working on it... probably started writing it at the end of 2019.
Interesting.
Amazing.
And then it was... I, like, finished it in 2021. Or, like, it was, like, ready for people to actually look at it in 2021. And basically, it started because I had a meeting with a producer who... We were both assistants at the time. And she was like... And I just had like a general meeting with her, and she was like,
"Wow, can you imagine? This is an urban legend turned true. That someone went to a general meeting.
And she looked scrunchy in the general meeting.
Yeah,
now she's on trial for accessory to murder.
But I, we were talking about rom-coms, and we were talking about the kinds of stuff that we wanted to do, and we were both just like, you know, like 25 and like wide-eyed, and I was like, you know, I've always thought Much Ado About Nothing would be like the best modernized rom-com because it's kind of like the ultimate original rom-com.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh my God, I've always thought that you should write that and I'll produce it and we'll try to sell it.
Oh my
God.
And
I was like, great, love it. So then I started working on it. And in like 2021, we got like more producers attached that were like, yeah, this is good. And we could like make this and we could
full
see
body
it.
Chills.
FBC. And then in the beginning of 2022, we made like a list of people who we thought we could like go to for the female lead, who's like the Beatrice character of Much Ado.
Was I on the list?
You were actually on the list. It was actually Sydney Sweeney and then Pat Regan.
If she said no, I would have.
And we went to Sydney. She was like our first choice, and we went to her, and she read it in like 5 seconds, and we got on Zoom with her.
Oh my God.
She's like a real one.
I want to do this. She's like, I'm going to do this. This is happening. Like, we're going to make it. And she's just the best. And I was just like, oh, I get it. Like, you're going to actually make this happen. And then she did.
That is so powerful.
And then
that is powerful.
Kind of towards the end of, I guess, probably like the summer of like 2022, it was just still her attached and we hadn't done anything yet, trying to find a male lead. But
everyone.
Wait, what is that?
I just remembered that. Your life's male.
Yeah, what was that from again?
It was when we said our lives were like sort of male.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, we like grew up with brothers, and so our lives were male. And then Pat did the you got male voice.
Wait.
Your life's male. And it's just something I laugh about alone. But let me wait. Quick question. You know, you're bringing me closer to Sydney Sweeney than even before, because, you know, everyone on the podcast knows my brother's girlfriend, Laura.
Of course.
Does the Sydney Sweeney Ford campaign and got me the Sydney Sweeney Dickie Club. Dickie's Club.
You're so connected to like
Sydney.
Yeah.
You're so connected to like the celebrity sponsorships of car companies.
I know. I know.
Wait, what else? What else falls under?
Well,
that?
I had a cousin who worked for Cadillac, so he would give me Cadillac.
What about him? Is he single? No, still. Right. Married.
He's yeah, and gay partnered.
Okay.
Partnered.
They probably know someone. But back to so you're looking for a male.
Yeah. You're looking for a male, and everyone kind of in that age range of like 26 to 34, like they all just like want to be in war movies. They want to, yeah, they want to be like naked shooting guns in World War II.
Huh.
Yeah.
I can't relate. Like,
no one really wanted to be in a rom-com. And we
That's
were,
shocking.
Yeah. We were just like getting no interest, which was so weird. And I hope that all
to
of-
To be in a rom-com with Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah. We were like, you're turning that down? Yeah.
I've heard everything at this point.
Yeah.
But Sydney met Glenn at the MTV Movie Awards, and she called everyone after, and she's like, why haven't we thought of him for it? And we were like- We were like, does he want to do a rom-com? She's like, I'm going to talk to him. I so she's don't... like, get me on Zoom.
Oh, my God.
So they Zoomed, and she, like,
I love when the stars
him.
Connect.
Oh, she,
sometimes
yeah.
it's like, just leave it to the stars.
I can't believe Sydney even has a computer. Like, it seems so beneath her. It seems so beneath her to be like, I'm logging on. Like, what's her password? Like,
yeah.
Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Euphoria 6, exclamation point, question mark.
Yeah, she, like, she logged on.
Okay.
She logged on to
she
Zoom.
She has a Lenovo.
And she did it.
What's that?
It's like a kind of computer that's not an Apple.
I've never heard of it.
Let's hold space for that.
It's the kind of computer like my mom would have.
Oh, love.
Yeah. I start
crying. Okay.
So she logs on to whatever that computer is that you just said.
Yeah.
And she zooms with Glenn, and he gets the script, and he's like, yeah, I'm in. And then everything happened really fast. From then, there we like got the director, and... It was, you know, we got Sony on board, and then all of a sudden it was like, okay, we're going into pre-production in January. Like, everyone moved to Australia.
Yeah. You shot in Australia?
Yeah.
You know, because I saw the picture of her with the Sydney Opera House.
And I know you were just in Australia.
Thank you for bringing space to that.
Can I have a question?
How long were you there?
I was just there a month, but everyone else was there for like 4 months.
That is so fun. What time of year was it?
Summer.
Right, of course.
I had some question. I can't
remember.
It must
have been so fun when you went to set, and they're all just like, she's here.
Yeah, they were sort of just like, who are you again?
And you're like, bitch, how amazing that whole thing was from your brain.
I remember the question.
What was the question?
Who is Glenn Powell? Like, I actually have no...
He's from Dhaka.
Oh, I don't have any relationship with
That's
Dhaka.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing.
Do you know what he looks like?
Can from
you
have the trailer,
you would be okay. so... I feel like you'd be really into him.
I watched the trailer on a big date with my gym crush last night.
Exactly.
Are you into Glenn Powell?
He seemed very hot on the screen.
His butt looks really crazy.
Yeah.
In the way
that
you might be into.
Well, that's going to be my butt soon.
Yeah. Love that for you.
Thank you.
But they
if
are
that's
both,
what you cast based on.
Yeah. We looked at butts, but...
Did you really?
I'd rather have sex with Sydney than Glenn.
I'd rather have sex with Glenn.
The shred's coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're both, like, the nicest people. Like, so hot together. Everyone in the cast is so hot. Like, it's really just... It was, like, a bunch of hot people, and then...
Is Sydney dating anyone?
She's a fiance.
Just like Catherine's cousin.
They have a lot in common. Car connection.
Okay, so who were you?
Where'd you grow up before
and
this?
Who was Glenn Powell?
Wait, first of all, I'm not done with the film. So
okay.
You guys shot for 4 months.
Yeah.
And then did you already have like a release? How did that all happen? Because, you know, sometimes it's just forever.
I know. We kind of were thinking it was going to come out like Valentine's Day 2024 because we made it at the beginning of this year. So we finished in like April, kind of right before our writer's strike-ish.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And so I had heard like Valentine's Day 2024 and I was like, great. And then all of a sudden I got a text from someone who was like, look at this Deadline article. And I looked and it was like, movie coming out December 15th. And I was like, well, no one told me that.
Really?
Oh my God.
Did you feel like once you like gave it to the director, it was kind of like... Your role was done.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was great that I got to go to set and, like, great that I got to, you know, like, be part of it. But, like, definitely it's so different than TV where, like, TV, you're just, like, you're kind of on the, like, on the floor all the time
and working
on things.
I've never been, like, I feel like since I started writing TV after COVID, like, it's so, like, not everyone goes to set.
Have you not been to set?
I was on set one day at Hexbook because I was shooting something.
Oh, wow. But maybe I'll get to go soon.
What was I going to say? Wait, do you write TV as well?
Yeah.
What shows?
Wait, who is Glenn Powell?
He was, he was in, like, Everybody Wants Some, that Richard Linklater movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's in this amazing movie, Hitman, that I haven't seen yet, but he wrote with Richard Linklater, which is so cool.
Okay, that's hot. Wait,
what really fangirling.
What TV shows do you write?
So I wrote for High School Musical, the musical
series.
Oh, my
gosh. Wait, I know someone else, someone who follows me on Twitter is, like, involved in that show. A gay guy?
Okay, my boss. Tim Federley.
Oh, yeah, Tim. Yeah. Shout out.
Yes, he created the show.
Okay, he follows
me. He's really sweet, and he also even knows Brian.
Oh.
He's somehow connected to Stage Door, I feel like.
Probably, just like through theater. He was on Broadway. He was like a dancer and was on Broadway, and now is working in TV, and he created the show, and literally it was my first writer's room job. He hired me when I was an assistant, so.
Oh, my God.
Very cool. So I wrote on that show for 3 seasons. It was like 4 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That was like my second adolescence. Yeah. I like grew up on that show.
Oh.
And my girlfriend on that show.
Oh my God. That's
okay,
where
so
you met.
Yeah. So then tell us your love story.
Well, should we do who were you?
Who were you? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Florida.
Wow.
Where or which part?
In outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Did you watch Love Has Won?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Does it take place in Florida?
Cool. Absolutely incredible.
And like it doesn't take place in Florida, but there's this one girl who like is still very much like in the cult, believes in the cult, believes the woman was God. And she's like, they all talk so smugly. Like
they're all hot.
And this hot girl is like, I'm from Florida, the more southern parts, some of the more affluent parts of Florida.
she's the one who at the end is like, and it's just so funny because none of this is real.
Oh, I didn't see that.
At the end, she's driving around. She's like, it's just so funny being back here because
I get that, but it's I get that that's crazy, but I'm like, I need to get to that place. Because it all is feeling too real to me.
I
need to
connect
with Mother God.
Yeah, you need to resurrect.
Yeah.
Mrs. Blue.
Is this cult still going on?
Yes, and you have to watch this documentary. It's one of the best I've ever seen.
Okay, cool. I need to
Love
watch
Has
that.
One, which by the way, it has.
It's one of my favorite parts of it is like, they all believe this woman who is like, kind of a Molly addict who used to manage a McDonald's. Is actually God, and she is God because she says she is, and she wears like headbands, and so
she buys it from Amazon. That's why she's adding the dresses to her cart.
God is a woman, and she also wears headbands.
And but they would like they were acting like what was crazy. Like they were like, yeah, we believe God is here on this earth, and yeah, she's a woman. We don't apologize for that. And it's like no one thinks you're crazy because it's a woman. Like that's not why we think you're crazy.
Okay, so you're from Florida. Do you feel connected to the beach?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very disconnected from the beach. Very disconnected from Florida. I was born in New York, and then we lived in New York for 8 years, and then my family was like, we're moving to Florida, and I was like, ew, why? Like I was really not into it.
That's tough.
But grew up in Florida.
Okay.
And then I went to Duke for college.
Love.
And then I moved out here.
Did you always want to be a TV writer?
No, I like didn't know that was a job for a very long time.
What year did you graduate college, if you feel safe?
2015.
Okay.
Yeah. You're welcome here.
Thank you.
That year of college graduation is triggering to me right now for reasons I can't say because of my rule.
Oh, I knew it was going to be because of the rule too.
Why would that be part of your rule?
You'd be surprised. To explain would be such a breaking of the rule because it would be so long and it would make me seem so crazy in front
of my friends.
You know
what I want to say about this podcast that we do is that ever since we started with HeadGum, which was yesterday, it's like I never thought that this would be so on camera for me and it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Is it? Can you see it? How crazy is it? Well, enjoy it. No, it's not. I'm not ashamed.
I'm very comfortable, but I am like afraid that
I'm not
like
ashamed.
This,
I'm just acknowledging that like I didn't know this would be on camera in this way.
We could have switched seats.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I love my amazing body. okay, so.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You go to call, you move to LA, and we were like, I'm just going to make it.
I was very much, so my best friend at Duke was like, knew more about life than I did, or like being a writer. And she had like gone out to LA and like had like an internship at an agency, and she had sort of done
Which agency?
UTA.
Oh my God. That's
one of the big three. One of the big three.
It's not
ours.
Yeah.
It's not
ours.
It's
mine.
Oh,
so we're three generations of women.
Three generations of women.
WMECA UTA.
Wow. Yeah. That is combine us all. We are so powerful.
This is so beautiful. Wow. We are a full Trivial Pursuit pie. With
it would only take 3 to 6 months to get a deal done with, between the three of us.
Maybe nine, depending on who our agents are. But anyway, so my best friend had like kind of the experience of like living in LA, interning, and she wanted to be a writer. And she is like the most practical person I know. Like our relationship.
What's her name?
Her name is Jamie.
Shout out.
She's also a writer. She writes on 911 Lone Star, which is like a firefighter procedural with Rob Lowe.
Oh, cool.
I would be on that.
Yeah.
You could be on that.
Imagine me swinging a hose.
You can be
the girl who needs to be. I need to be the girl who needs to be rescued.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe, my tits are burning. My nipples are on fire, Rob.
Oh.
There's a lot of like very crazy accidents. Like there's ones like that.
Yeah.
It's like that. Yeah. Different podcast 2 days ago, I read a Deepak Chopra quote that involved the sentence, it is like that. And then I couldn't stop singing the Mariah Carey Emancipation of Mimi track. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. What are amazing lyrics.
It is like that.
It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
And it really is.
It is like that.
I think it's so artful to go through the entire song without even hinting at what it is like.
She knows it's a universal experience.
It's just like
it's
that.
It's always going to be like that.
Every now and then it's like that. Yeah. Okay, so
my best friend convinces me to move to LA because she's like, I'm going to move to LA and work at an agency, and then I'm going to be a writer, and it's all going to be fine, and so you should move out without a job and come with me.
Yeah, I didn't know that existed either at all.
I just was like, and I took one screenwriting class in college, then I was like, oh, something's clicked, and like this feels really great.
Yeah.
So she kind of spent like a year convincing me to move to LA with her, and then we graduated. I still didn't know where I was gonna go. I thought I was gonna move to New York and like babysit and like take improv classes.
Okay, me.
Which which is so funny thinking now, because like,
because who would do that?
Yeah, literally who would do that? But also like my girlfriend who is an actor is like, that's so cute that you like thought that you were gonna do that. And I'm like, bitch, not everyone gets to be on Broadway.
I know.
Just because they want to.
You could do that.
Could be on Broadway.
You could do whatever you want.
Do you sing?
No.
Me neither.
But her girlfriend has the most amazing voice.
She is
so
wonderful.
Her girlfriend is currently in the show that my brother's understudying.
Oh,
so my
I
family
see.
Went to see it for around Thanksgiving.
And so
and she was one of the very, very best parts.
And was she an actor?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I've seen it like 3 times. I saw, so the last time I saw it, like basically like they just kind of snuck me in, and I was sitting next to Billy for a while, and we were chatting.
Okay, so you've met Billy.
Yes, yes. And he told me about his girlfriend who works on the Ford campaign. I was like, oh my God.
You're like, the family needs to stop talking about, we're just so proud. My family's so proud to be tangentially connected to Sydney.
Yeah. I love it. Mine is too.
Yeah,
mine loves it.
Wait. Was your girlfriend an actress on the show?
She was an actress on High School Musical.
Okay, so yeah, how'd it go down?
Okay, so we've known each other for a long time.
Because now you're to where you know is famous writer.
Yeah. Who I am is like, you know, who I thought I was going to be, who I was like straight rom-com writer.
Wait, so you moved to LA and then you got High School Musical.
No, she was an assistant.
I was an assistant for like 4.5 years.
Okay, cool.
And I had a bunch of different assistant jobs, but the last one I had was I worked on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend for Rachel.
Oh.
Who is one of my best friends. Oh
my God,
tell
her about
us. We need
us.
To have her on the pod.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah, she's amazing.
I don't know. I think she knows. She knows about me.
Yeah, she definitely. She's really nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like she is wonderful. She like... So we had the premiere for Anyone But You on Monday, and she had to do another show like after it, but she like came to the carpet just to like do press and take pictures and like be there for me before she did the show, which is like the sweetest thing ever. And I just love her so much. But
I can't wait till it's a favor for me to like get my picture taken for my friend.
Yeah. I'll
show up.
Yeah. I'll wait, even if I have something else to do.
Cut to me 2022 being asked to not walk the Hacks red carpet. Never forget. Never.
Really? Oh my God.
Stay humble.
I was an estimable.
Look at me now. Sitting in a chair next to Emmy-nominated writer.
I'm not Emmy-nominated.
Let me say it.
I know, but I'm not.
But the show's Emmy-nominated.
The show is.
That right.
You're not included unless you're producer level.
Okay, really? We'll get there. Yeah. You'll get there one day.
Okay.
All right, back to biz.
Oh, you were asking me about my girlfriend.
Yes. So wait. So you were saying now you thought you were gonna be a straight rom-com writer,
mm-hmm.
and now
I am deeply in love, but not with a man. So how that's amazing. Cool. Yeah. But I came out like 20. So early. This is actually a good story. Early. If it's not, then I'm embarrassed. But early, like in pandemic life, I went on Bumble and I was like trying to basically find a boyfriend because I was like, I'm bored.
Yeah.
And I met this guy and I like jokingly was sort of like, oh, should we like write back and forth as though we're in Victorian times? And like, because this feels so like, you know, consumption vibes, like living in my room, not able to leave. And we wrote for a month, like paragraphs and paragraphs of text in like basically like Victorian style prose.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was amazing. I can't believe I found someone to do that. And then that I didn't love him.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, I think I'm just too gay.
Yeah.
But ultimately, but he was so lovely and he did that, you know, he did that for a month and like he would like come to my like window and like hold up a boombox and play jazz. Like it was like really giving rom-com.
Oh my God.
I hope he gets everything he deserves.
He should get everything he deserves. He's so, a lovely person.
That's rare.
But met him on Bumble and then kind of towards the end of us dating when I kind of was realizing like, I don't know, this is going to work out. And also it was stressful pandemic.
How long did you date?
Did you ever get to hook up?
Like a few. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were like.
But we would like test before and like quarantine. Yeah. It was like very intense early pandemic.
Yeah.
It was like June 2020. So it was like early.
Okay.
But we did hook up. And then I kind of had this thought after we broke up where I was just like, I think I'm queer. Like I was like, there's something going on. And I called one of my best friends who's in the High School Musical room with me. Who was always like telling everyone that they're gay, like one of those gays. And I was like, so when did you figure out that you were bisexual?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, great. So that all kind of happened. I was 26.
Okay. I came out when I was 25.
One of the youngest ages.
Yeah. I would love to be 26 again.
Really?
I wonder what I would love to be.
Now, look at you now. I guess. You're like in such an amazing moment.
I know, but I'm not in my 20s anymore.
Who cares?
But that's okay. That's fine.
You're
I need
so much
to
younger
make
than me.
I'd rather be successful in my 30s than randomly in my 20s for no reason.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I told my
therapist to be at
peace
with being 3-0.
Oh, it's literally chic.
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's hard because I'm surrounded. And it's hard because I'm surrounded by younger people. And by younger people, I mean my girlfriend, who is...
Oh, okay.
How old is she?
Psychotically 23.
Okay, I see.
Okay, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
I know.
I told my therapist today that I feel very...
but love has won. Never forget.
Yeah.
She's almost 24, and I cannot wait till she turns 24. And she is like, I can't believe like how excited you are for my birthday. And I was like, it's just something different about being 23 and 30 than it is about being 24
and
30.
It does sound better.
And I actually just need you to be 24.
And then how much time do you get as 6 years apart?
How much time?
You're like, when's your birthday then? And you become 7 years apart.
When does the clock strike midnight?
We get 6 months of being 6 years apart. Because we're six and a half years apart. Yeah.
That's great.
So I got a little bit of time before June rolls around.
I told my therapist today that I feel very disconnected from my past. And I think that's what's frightening me. I can't connect to my past, by the way.
I'm your past.
I know, but
and your present,
I mean,
your
I guess
future.
Myself what? In the past. Like me, like in Bushwick, I can't connect.
I feel the same, but I feel the same way about pre-pandemic me. And I feel like a lot of people are feeling that right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
there's been so much change.
There was like a major, the past few years have been like this absolutely insane.
Even me a year ago cannot connect.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy.
Okay. It's making me feel very destabilized.
We also just like everything in your life is different than it was a year ago.
Yeah.
I think that's also like normal to feel after like bigger life events too, where it's just like, oh, I don't even know who I was like before this or during it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, at least with that relationship too, it's like when I like look back on that like relationship, which was not super long, this like boyfriend that I had in 2020, I was like, oh my God, I was a totally different person.
Right.
But I was like the same. Like I was like trying to force people into doing like romantic gestures for me because I thought that would equal love.
Yeah.
And then like, when I actually fell in love, I was like, oh, it's so different. But it was so I met my girlfriend while we were working on High School Musical. She was one of the stars.
Okay, so how did it happen? You saw her and you were like, because at this point you're like, okay, I'm open to being bi, or like I'm open to meeting a woman.
No, so when we first met was when I first started on the show, and I was like 25 and she was 19.
Oh, so you already knew her.
So we knew each other for a while, but we like didn't really know each other until we started working on season 3 of the show,
okay.
which was early 2022. And then, and by that point, I had like come out and made peace with it and had been dating women and all of that.
Yeah. What's the plan? What do you guys have coming up? What does the future hold for you? Who do you want to be, if I may ask?
Well, I really want to be the owner of a cottage.
Oh, interesting.
I want to own a
cottage. Upstate or here?
I want to own a cottage in the Cotswolds.
Where's like, that?
Yeah, in England.
Of course.
I want to go to the English countryside. So Julia and I, my girlfriend, went over the summer and we stayed at a cottage in the Cotswolds, and the people who we rented it from like lived next door, and they like stocked the fridge with fresh cheese. Oh. And like we were like, we had 3 days there where we were just like rationing the food that they gave us because we were all afraid to drive.
I know. I'm kind
of both afraid. Of us were afraid to drive. She's afraid to get in a car with me for the most part, and she was afraid to drive, period, like on the other side of the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we couldn't go get food unless we like walked 5 miles. And so we were like rationing our cheese. And it was like very, we were like so into it. So I want a cottage at the Cotswolds.
There's a road by my house I grew up called Bread and Cheese Hollow Road, because it's part of the mythology of my local area that there's also a town called Smithtown. And there's a statue of a bull in it because apparently Smithtown was, they decided how Smithtown, how it would be because a guy named, whose last name was Smith, wanted a town. So they're like, okay, you can have a town, but you have to, and this sounds urban legend, but you have to ride a bull, and any area you can cover riding the bull, you get that as your town. So he did. But then I think separate.
This is like reminding me of the snake story.
Separate than that, he at some point like took a break to have bread and cheese, and then they named that road Bread and Cheese Hollow Road.
So many.
How long
like,
did he have to ride the
lovely
bull?
Urban legends are there.
I don't know how long he had to ride the bull, but there is a statue of a bull. They wouldn't.
How big
put that
is the town?
Pretty big.
How many bull steps wide is the town?
Yeah, that's very impressive. He stayed
also a bull. It's like it feels like that would be barely even a block.
Also, it's like, yeah. What is a bull? I was trying to point out,
where are they getting this bull? They're
a bull is a cow, but
yeah.
Man.
I don't know if you know the story of the Smithtown on Long Island.
If you know about Bread and Hollow Road.
Bread
and Cheese Hollow Hive Rise Up. Oh my gosh. I feel like it's so quiet.
Really?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm in a place where I cried in therapy, so like my eyes are burning still.
Aww. You know what? I think it's because I don't mean to bum you out. I don't think you're supposed to put that thing on your face. It's more like a wrist than like.
You could have said it as I was putting on my face. Is this how you do it?
Well, after then,
I kind of thought it was something different than what
it was.
What it
then,
was.
Like we were already talking, and I was like, I think it's okay for him to do that.
Well, basically, I got a gift that was
a love rollerball.
Yeah, and I put it all over my face.
And I have the travel one. Okay, so you want to own a you want to own a cottage?
I want to own a cottage.
Do you want to get mayor?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
does she?
Yeah.
Oh my God, heaven! Do you want kids?
Yeah, I think so.
Heaven.
Which also like kind of feels irresponsible because like the world is bad, but I'm really selfish and I want like to have maybe some people
have
that,
a fun
like,
Mother's
look, like,
Day
me
breakfast in bed.
And also
I said to have a fun Mother's Day breakfast in bed.
Yeah, but also it's just like I love my mom so much, and my mom wants grandkids so bad. The way she treats my dog is like truly next level, and I know that like she just is using her as a substitution for grandkids, but she was once like, she asked to FaceTime my dog once. And so she's FaceTiming my dog. And then, and she was talking to her, and she hangs up and she was like on the street. And I mean, like I was there too holding up the phone,
yeah, of
but
course.
Like she was just,
the dog can't hold
she
it.
Was just talking to the dog. And,
oh, my dog has human hands.
By the way, she's a hybrid.
But new segment, who's your dog?
My dog's beautiful. Her name is Ella. So the reason I have my dog is because of Amy.
Her
dog is who James Blunt's beautiful is about.
Can we get an image?
Yes.
When you have time. That is amazing. Okay, so your mom thinks she gave birth to your dog.
She kind of thinks I gave birth to my dog, which I did. But she was FaceTiming the dog.
That's why she has human hands.
Yeah. She was FaceTiming the dog, and then she hangs up, and she was like standing outside of like a hair salon or something. And the guy, there was a guy like in the sidewalk, and he was like, were you just talking to your grandchild? That's so cute. Like, how old is she? And my mom was like, no, it's like my daughter's dog. It's like my daughter's like boxer mix.
And that's why you know you need to get pregnant.
Yes. Yeah. So
can I ask you about the beaded thing on your phone? Like,
yeah.
Should I get one? And what is that?
So Julia got it for me, and she's been making fun of my phone case because it does look like the phone case of like a straight man or like
it
a father.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. So that's kind of a problem, but it's because I
just
got it.
You can take multitudes.
But this is nice because I can sort of hang on to it and it doesn't like
it's really cute
fall out. I'm trying to find the best photo of my dog, but I think I should just settle for like a photo of her.
Sure.
This is a good one.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She's like such a dog.
She's such a dog. She's a real dog. She's
literally
dog.
A dog.
She's so cute.
Yeah. Minus the hands.
But she.
Do you live alone?
I do live alone. Yeah.
With Mrs. Thing. Who watches no. you when you go to New York?
We have separate places in LA.
Julia oh, Julia lives yes. in LA.
She lives in LA.
But she's so Broadway.
Are you both East, so are you both East Side?
Are we what?
Are you both East Side?
No, she's from like the Valley, so yeah, she actually, wants to stay there.
You know what?
How
you know
is
what
she I'm so young say? And so successful?
Do you know what I'm going to say? Do you know what's the quintessential LA experience?
What?
Meeting someone, you go, where'd you grow up? Where are you from? They go, oh, the Valley. Mm, everyone here is from there. Everyone here is from here.
Yeah.
People think it's this hub that you come to, but actually everyone's just in the Valley growing up and coming here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're growing up like so close, but she like loves the Valley and I love the East Side. So we are both too married to our own homes to like share one together at this
yeah.
moment. But I think like, that's good. Eventually.
Yeah. You could do like Sunset Igor.
Although
yeah.
I'm in a relationship, I don't live with my.
But you will.
Yeah. Do you like that though?
Yeah, I love it, but I think he's going to move in.
Oh, wow.
Stay tuned. I know you guys are waiting that's with bated breath. I accidentally woke up so early.
Oh, yeah, I can't sleep past 7 anymore, even though I use a sleep mask.
Woke up at 5.
Do you know what I was thinking? Well, because you're, like, on different time.
Am I?
Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking?
Huh.
This is so unrelated to anything.
I know this looks bad. I don't care.
Gracie Abrams posted a birthday post for Taylor the
other
day.
I saw it, yeah.
And, like, she loves us. We're so close to knowing
Taylor.
No,
we're so... She gave me the tickets.
I know.
I'm obsessed with that, because I heard that from Amy, and I was like, wait, I'm obsessed that Gracie Abrams is...
No, she literally needs it. She's going to be in that chair. She's heaven
she's
on earth.
Be in that chair.
She's so nice.
She was like
so
an
supportive.
early guest.
Before she was like really famous.
Yeah.
She was like into the pod.
That's really 1 degree away from Taylor. That's very, really
you know
close.
That she's been, here's what I think. Taylor's definitely heard our voices echoing
I
in Gracie's
hope.
Dressing room.
And yeah, now with the improved audio.
Can you imagine? Wait till Taylor sees a reel.
I know.
Well, my dad asked me, I said I should open for her.
For Taylor.
My dad said that. Yeah.
I should also.
Why don't you just call Taylor up?
Yeah, so exactly.
And you can open for her.
Exactly.
That would be great though. That would be so like fun of her to do that.
I think it would work.
I do too.
Now, do you guys have a crush of the week?
I feel like my crush of the week has gotta be Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
It's gotta be.
Like, collectively together.
This
they're
is so major.
Gorgeous. But also the whole cast, like they're all beautiful. Like Alex Shipp, who was in Barbie.
Yeah, he was so good
gorgeous,
in Barbie.
Gorgeous, so good in Barbie, so funny. And Hadley Robinson, they play a couple who gets married, and that's like the wedding that everyone goes to.
I see.
They like all this happens at a lesbian wedding, which is my little contribution
oh,
to,
there
the,
you go. To the
world.
Canon.
Yeah, to the canon. And then Dermot Mulroney
oh my
oh, yeah.
God,
plays
stop.
Sydney's dad, and he is he is rom-com legend.
I have 6 words for Dermot McCrony or whatever. I've got movies you've never seen.
I get 6 words for Mr. Macaroni right now. Let me on. Yeah. Let me on, King, please. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, that's awesome that you worked with him professionally.
I will make my crush of the week, my maybe gym crush, who I will yeah. say, like, I thought maybe...
Popcorn.
I will
Popcorn
say,
Target.
I thought maybe, like, since we'd connected, like, during the previews, like...
You'd say goodbye or something?
Yeah, and he did wave, but it was kind of, like, up and out.
Well, you were also with the big group, and
totally.
You don't know what he was... You don't know his story.
Yeah, I don't know his story.
He's also like, I'm gonna see you soon.
At
like, I'm gonna see you at the gym.
I know, but I'm changing my gym times, and I actually might leave my gym.
Oh.
And go to a different gym.
But are you committed enough to the crush to, like, maybe stick around to see how it works out?
It's not that level.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Can I ask you about the premiere party? Was it rowdy?
It was actually, it was really fun. It was at Dirty French.
Do you think you would have invited me if I was there?
I would, yeah, I would have invited you if you were there.
Cool.
Great.
Would you have invited me?
Do you think we could be in a movie one day? Me and Pat?
I think
what she's asking is, are we cast about
love? It's not fair that she doesn't get to attain
that. Doesn't matter.
I would love to see you guys in a rom-com.
Thank
I would
you.
Love that.
I would love to see you guys in movies, period.
I
Thank
know.
You.
But
We're
here's my problem.
Trying.
Here's my problem. I don't want to be in one of these gay rom-coms that are taking over. But I also don't want to be a gay friend in a straight rom-com. So maybe a rom-com is just not what I'll be in.
I'm happy to be in one.
Well,
and I say that
to,
as
like...
someone who did a self-tape as a gay assistant in The Smile, too.
But he's too shy to show me The Smile.
I'm too shy.
It's really hard. Like, the parts, the ensemble in a rom-com is, like, very specific. And I feel like ours is really wonderful just because it's a lot of really great actors and, like, wonderful characters. But, like, it is so hard to crack because it's, like, the Four Weddings and the Funeral kind of like ensemble rom-com mm-hmm. cast is so good, where everyone sort of has their own thing going on. Even like Notting Hill or My Best Friend's Wedding, which is like
a hit.
Well, so, so good. Yeah. But yeah, but the premiere party was amazing. It was at Dirty French. It was, my whole family was there. Aww. So that was really special.
Where's Dirty French?
It's in the Lower East Side. It's like right next to the Ludlow Hotel.
Oh, cute.
And like across from Katz's.
Yeah.
I thought Hannah Berner was there at the premiere.
Did not see her.
We love
I didn't
her.
See,
we love her.
I didn't see anyone, truly. Was like it just I only saw the cast and like my family. It was a whirlwind. Yeah. It was very crazy.
Your outfit was fabuloso.
Thanks.
Yeah. And you were wearing the Susan bag, friend of the pod.
I had a Susan bag. We love our girl. And a Susan necklace. Obsessed with her. I like actually went to the store.
Did she send you it?
No. I bought it wholesale.
I
actually was on sale for Black Friday, but I didn't.
You can buy it for you wholesale.
I can buy it for her wholesale.
Hey, Julia. And Billy.
Hey guys, they have like a few shows left. They're almost done.
It's just sad that he's never gotten to go on.
Oh,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I am really sad. I was telling him that.
He'd be
I was
so
like,
fucking good. After I saw it, I was like, Billy, you were crush this.
I know.
He's so good.
I know. I've been envying that too.
This is still a huge opportunity for him.
Of course. And so, he's
Broadway bound.
Should I wear a fragrance?
Should you wear a fragrance?
You're wearing one right now.
Is that a fragrance?
A bit.
That I have in my eyes?
It's an essential oil rollerball.
Should I spray cologne into my eyes?
You know who loves cologne is my littlest brother, Charlie.
Yeah.
He's always like, that smells good, man.
I'm obsessed with Charlie's dog from afar.
Oh, you need to meet.
I need to meet.
When you're in New York, we'll get like a lunch brunch. Yeah. Like you'll hang out with Lunchbox. Like it'll be a whole thing.
But I've told Amy, I was like, I need like a meet and greet with Lunchbox.
Oh,
like
he's changed the way I even interact with dogs. Like he's everything.
Yeah. Julia and I like talk about Lunchbox as if he's like a character in our lives. Like,
well, you know what? Oh, sorry.
No. Yeah.
Well, Charlie was stopped on the street by a woman who points at Lunchbox and goes, he has the markings of a Hindu god. He's a protector. And he literally is.
Oh my God.
Isn't that beautiful?
God, that is beautiful.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to book a,
that should be good.
Freaking appointment with that astrologist who told my sponsor that about the pandemic.
Yeah, you need that.
Maybe she can help you find a fragrance.
Yeah, I think it's a boy.
And even a partner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed.
Sexist.
That was really sexist. Was that me?
A astrologist told my sponsor not to work with anyone international right before he took a bad international job. And then she told him about he told him about the global pandemic.
Oh my God.
That's called COVID-19. Yeah.
My crush of the week is... Honestly, today my crush is, I drove this morning because I left my, this is so boring. I left my laptop somewhere and I had to pick it up. But when you drive, you get to sing along to music.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to music in New York, you don't sing along. So the electric experience of driving in the car is my crush.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever.
Totally. Except I can't stop listening to Guts. And I'm like kind of done with it.
You need a new album though.
I went 1,000% too. And then I, of course, did 1989 TV. But now I'm like,
what's that?
1989 Taylor's version.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm like, not done with that, but I'm like, I just need.
What about Lana?
I've never done Lana.
Oh, it's so important to me.
What about Chaperone? Do you like Chaperone? Oh,
I've never done her.
So
Chaperone's new album is really good,
isn't it? She's major.
I love her.
We need her on the pod.
Yeah, but I love Guts too. I'm
it's good.
Big Olivia fan. I love her.
I wanna.
Yeah, I'm back. And, but now it's
all right,
like,
isn't she in your universe?
She is in my universe. She and Julia are friends from High School Musical.
Wow. So she's in that show? No.
She was in the show. She was
Crazy to think about.
She was in seasons 1 and 2, and then she came to like do 2 episodes in season 3 to like kind of close
favor.
Our
so
to
you
close
know her. She Rachel Bloom, the premiere.
Yeah.
So do you know her?
I do know her. She like we've met a couple times. I mean, she and Julia are actual friends because they like did the show together for so long.
Is her personality good?
She's wonderful and so kind and so lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I met someone at the Denver airport who sat next to her at a wedding.
Oh.
What wedding?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
How far is the Denver airport from?
2 hours.
Okay.
From where we're skiing?
Yeah.
2 hours. I'm driving us.
Though I may not ski, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, I'm going skiing. Also 2 hours from the Denver airport.
Where?
But in February, I'm going to Beaver Creek.
Beautiful. Love it.
Where are you guys going?
Breckenridge. It's going to be so fun.
I'm scared about the
Are you a skier? Are you both of you guys skiers?
I was. I'm in a point of my life now where I don't want to be in a situation for even an hour where I'm falling down.
You know, I fell down in Soho like 3 days ago. I was running to lunch and I ate shit so hard. And it was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
And this really and hot guy picked me up.
Don't mean a thing falling down is embarrassing. That is so embarrassing.
I have a good personality. Oh. Her new song. Love that. Okay, wait. We said our crushes. Do you feel hot today? You got
a little bit. I'm just, you I gotta. Just flew in last night, so I like still feel tired.
I get it, girl.
But I will soon.
I get it, girl. Yeah.
Is this a skirt or dress?
This is a skirt.
It's so good. Where?
Thank you. I'm going to be like, this is usually not the case, but my whole outfit is thrifted.
Oh, wow.
Which is like really
must be nice.
So eco-conscious of me. But this was from some store in New York that I went to.
Okay.
This I like begged someone on Depop to sell to me.
That's really good.
Cause he like had it listed for like $75, something crazy for a sweatshirt. And I was like, please, like, you don't understand. Like, I'm Jewish. I will give it a good home. And yeah. He was like, and I like had to give him a whole story. And he was like, I understand that you'll wear it well. And like, I'm sad to part with it, but like, you can have it.
$73.
Yeah. I think I literally ended up with it for like $65. Like I was like bargaining so hard just for like $10 off.
That's so sweet. Yeah. Sorry.
Do you feel hot today?
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She said sort a little of. Bit, but she's tired.
I will
oh,
in a
that's
bit.
Right, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm like,
you're fine.
I have essential oils kind of going into my blood.
Yeah.
What?
I don't feel hot, but I don't care.
Because
I feel happy.
Yeah. I feel
love
somewhere in the
so
middle.
Single.
I feel kind of hot. I feel like I need a haircut. Like, I missed my kind of window to do it. Now I probably won't do it until after we get back.
Yeah.
So that'll be probably 4 weeks. And I usually like to do it every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Are you going back to New York?
No, but we're going to Denver to do shows, then we're going to Breckenridge.
To rock and roll.
That's like so guitar, fun.
To play and guitar party every day.
That's so much
now,
fun.
Now, before we do our final segment, how can people support the movie? How can people watch it? What's the best way to do?
Yeah, go see it in a theater with your family, your friends, your gym crushes. Who, like, someone that you hate, like, truly just get butts in seats. Because if people go see it, I think it'll do well. And then it'll go to Netflix at some point and then, like, watch it there.
Oh, right. This is coming out in January.
Yeah.
You're mad at us. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If you're listening to this and you didn't do that, seek treatment.
Yeah.
And now if you're at home, stream it.
Stream it, or maybe hopefully it's still in theaters.
Oh, right. Sure. Right. I don't know how this works.
I don't know.
It's going to be on Netflix, you said?
It will be on Netflix eventually. Shout out. Yes.
Okay. And are you mad at us?
No, I love you.
I'm so happy to finally meet you.
And
like on your big day.
What a treat.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Everyone see anyone but you and live, laugh, love. Are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
No, are you mad because I told you put that thing in your eyes and it was okay?
No, I'm like out of it.
You were in it for a really long time. That's
I know.
Good. Okay.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay.
I wish you hadn't done it on your eyes, though.
Of course.
I'm not mad
do.
At you for it. I just.
You
look
so happy after you've done it. I didn't want to tell you.
Whoa.
You're like, oh, I did it.
I thought it was like a jade roller or something.
It's a spiritual.
A wrist roller. Yeah.
Spiritual.
It's a spiritual that famously goes on your wrist.
I can't say anything else about it.
I need to accept my present.
It's all you have, so you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the present.
I know.
Look at this now.
You're in the present.
New one.
I know.
Every day is new, and that is what it is like. Wait, what is it?
It's like that.
It is like that.
Yeah.
No apostrophe, just it is like that.
Yeah.
That is like, I don't know why that me. I love that. It's like that.
I know.
That's like what it is like. Like, I just love poetry, and I like.
But it isn't poetry, though.
It is to me. And it is like that.
I initially sent Catherine the quote in my beautiful cursive handwriting because I'd written it down whenever I
couldn't read
it.
Your handwriting. It was too pretty.
Yeah, which.
Too feminine.
I know.
I love that you wrote. Do you write in cursive regularly?
He has the most beautiful.
Well, I do morning pages, and so those are all in cursive. And then I do tend to, like, if I'm journaling in any way, like, just do it in cursive.
That's so chic.
Yeah.
Love is so embarrassing. Okay, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, always remember, sorry.
Okay.
Taking the SAT. And a kid named Sean Quinn, who had been on my basketball team in third grade, but we went to different high schools, but now he's sitting next to me in the SAT. And we had to sign our names, obviously in cursive. And he turned to me and said, how do you make a Q in cursive? And I had to make the choice. Like, do I be a girl's girl? Or it's like, I'm like, if I get caught telling you how to make a Q in cursive, is that cheating on the SAT?
Ooh.
I was like, just kind of like that.
I'm like, you got to go to college and everything.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was rad.
HeadGum.
Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. Seek treatment. If you just can't take a hit, we'll seek treatment.
with Kat
and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.